his soul, she's not married to anybody. Because it's only Yosef with the Tanai if she gets married to that guy. But just Nus is mutter to that man. So the kids, she's not married to her first husband at all. Ela b'chutz, avad he learned shat was by chutz. But the blazer meant to say chutz. So that was his kasha back by chutz. How could it be the fact that she's still married? Nogeh to one person should make it that the wife is still called a married lady. She should be yosef to the whole world. For Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, I chutz svirlei lois to chutz. Let him ask the kasha from chutz. Vi amanas svirlei lois to amanas. Now Rabbi Akiva asked back two questions. He's telling me one way was he learned in Yablaz, he learned chutz. And one way was amanas. The question is, Monashach, how do you, Rabbi Akiva, learn Shan Yablaza? So what's this question? Gemara answers, Shemilei, Rabbi Akiva hold that the ikud the yom achutz, the ikud the yom amanas. Rabbi Akiva himself learned it was a machlokes exactly what Rabbi Lezer meant to say. When Rabbi Lezer says the get is good, did he even mean by chutz, or did he only mean by amanas? So therefore, man the yom achutz, hay pircha. If you learn Rabbi Lezer meant the word chutz, Rabbi Akiva asks from this question, o man the yom amanas, ha pircha. Now the Gemara says, o my pircha, what's your question? Inayma Issakuna Shani. If you want to tell me the Issa, yes, the question from the Issakuna, the fact that we see this wife is also to the Kain, because she's a grusha to the rest of the world, makes her grusha to this Kain also, that's a kasha and Reb Lezer, she should be called married to the world then. No, Reb Lezer Nami, Miyasura Kuna Kamaisilei. Reb Lezer himself learns out this postik from Yisura Kuna. So Kitz, he learns out that there's no kasha from Yisura Kuna. Gemara says, Rava Krebiyane Mishum Zakin Echod Kamasni. I tell you, Rava learned it in the name of, like we learned before, Rabiyane, from the name of Zakin Echod Masni. He learned it over the way he learned it. Whereas Rava before was the one that said all these questions they asked against Rav Lezer, there's a pircha on the questions. So the question is, on Rabbi Kiva's last question, now what's wrong with it? It's a good question. Like Rabbi Kiva says, you see by Grusha, she's also, so she's blessed to the world. What do you want to tell me? Maybe Yisura Kuna Shani? No. Reb Lez himself learns out from Yisura Kuna, though you say the chutz is good. So Gemara says, Rava, that before said all these questions are not questions, Rava did not learn that Reb Lez learned out from the pasuk by Yisura Kuna, but rather Rava learned out that the Pshan Reb Lez was, Kereb Yana Mishum Zokon Echot Kamatni, from another pasuk, not from the pasuk of Yisura Kuna. Therefore, Reb Lez himself holds that Yisura Kuna Shani, like your kasha, Reb Akiva, is not a good kasha. True, negayati Yisura Kuna, since she's a gerusha to the rest of the world, she's even also to this one kain. But that's only by Yisura Kuna we saw machmir. But you can't say back that since she's still called married, negayati to this one person, she should be called an ancient sister, negayati to the rest of the world, that you don't say, because Yisura Kuna is shani. Yeah. So therefore, Rav still stands that all of them have good pirchis. Omer Mishua, Mishua said, Ain Meshiva Nesaruli Achamisa. No, he's no back to all four of them. He can't ask questions against Reb Lezer after he died. So Lemaim Lechu, you want to tell me to Reb Yeshua Kavase Svirulei, that Reb Yeshua Taka agrees to Reb Lezer. I have Eel Nami Mifra Kaporach. Reb Yeshua also asked questions on him. So Masochi Kamalu, here's what Reb Yeshua meant to say. Lidid Dinami Yisle Pircha. I myself also really have a kasha against Reb Lezer. Miu, but you should know, Ben Ludidi, whether according to me, Ben Ludichud, according to you, and Meshiv and Esarili Achamisa, we're not allowed to ask the question after he died. Because the pshat is maybe if he would have been alive, he would be able to answer us. So true, we don't understand him, but like, it's not fair to ask the question after he died, because if he'd been alive, maybe he could have answered. Now the Gemara says, O my Pircha de Bishu, what was the Bishu's Pircha? The Tanya we learned. Omer Bishu, Bishu said, Makish koid mei havayi shniya le koid mei havayi rishoina. There's always a hekish the way the wife is before she married the first time to the way before she married the second time. So that means ma koid mei havayi rishoina. Just like before the first time she got married when she was a penuya, she was never married to anybody. To lo yagida b'inshi achrini, she's not attached to anybody. Before she got married to anybody, she's not get married to anybody. If so, af koid mi avayi shniya. Who had been before the second time when she wants to remarry? In other words, she was married once and she received a get. The get is only good to layagid debinshi achrini, that she's not attached to anybody else. That means there's no chutz involved. But if there's a chutz involved, then the get is no good. Kufa, before we learn like this, Moedi Reb Lezer b'megaris ishtoi. V'yom alo harayam v'tehaz l'chol odom. Chutz miploini v'ocho v'nis l'yecho min ashok. V'nistam lo nizgash v'tehaz l'zdeh sh'nesro lov. That she's not a good married to him. Heisho v'shur min alozah truv l'di Reb Lezer. Heichim v'tinu v'zeh osa v'zeh muta. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Pei Gimel on my base. The middle of Gemara. Gufa. We had before that Moedi Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer agrees that the Megarish Ishtoi, if a man gives his wife a get, V'yomalo, and he tells her, Harei at materas l'chol odom chutz mipleini. With this get, you're allowed to get married to any man, excluding one person. And Rebbe Eliezer sheet, there is the get, is still a good get. But he says, though, for whole chovenises liyechot min hashuk. If she now goes and gets married to somebody else, not to the person that she's also to, but to somebody else, and then Venis Aramalur, and then that husband dies, and she becomes a widow. She gives her a get, Shemuteris Lozeh Shenesrolov, that she now becomes mutter even to that one person that she was also to because of the first get. In other words, the first get the first husband gave her was matter to get married to anybody, excluding one person. One person she still lost it to because of her first husband. But now that she got married to another man, like because of the second man, the first husband's ties went off completely. So therefore that person now is no more asatur anymore. That's what we just said before in Reb Lezer. So this the Gemara says that Heshiv Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Tshuva l'divrei Reb Lezer. That Reb Shimon ben Elazar asked the question against Reb Lezer. That according to Reb Lezer, Heichen Matzino, where do we find in the Torah, Shezer Oyser, like over here, that the first husband, she made her also to this one man. Vizem Matir, and you say now the second husband that marries her, because she got married to a second husband, and then that husband gives her a get, or a second husband dies, that she becomes muta to that first man that she was also to. How could that be that she's also because of the first husband, so how could the second husband make her muta? And this Gemara says back, what's so bad? The loy, it's not that way. For Re Yavoma, every case of Yavoma is that way. The Baal oyser, the Yavam Mater, the Baal says that she's awesome, because of the husband, she's awesome, and the Yavam, the brother that's alive, makes Yibin his Mater. Gemara says, no. Hosam over there, Yavam Hokosrullah. Over there, the reason why she's awesome is only because of the brother that's alive. Dimi Baal, because of the first husband, her Sharia Bekayama. When the first husband dies, really the wife should be mutter to anybody. Why is she also? Only because there's a brother alive, because of the Yavam. So therefore it's good why the Yavam, his Yibum, could be mutter. Mora says still, Harei Nedarim, there's a parsha of Nedarim, that the neder oyser v'chocham mater, one person makes a neder and becomes oser, and the chocham is mater the neder. So Mora says no, Homer Rabbi Yechnan, that ain't chocham mater klum mela becharotam. Even a chacham, when he's matter the ned, there is not stam the chacham comes to be matterit. It's only with charota of the person that made the neder. So you need the charota of the person, he's helping along in the heter. So it's also called, he made the yisr, he's making the heter. So more no, harei haforos habal the isha, nederus habal mefer. When a wife makes the neder, the husband could be meferit without the help of the wife at all. There's no charota there. And still the husband could be mefer. So you see, one person can make something awesome, and somebody else could make it mutter. Moses Hossam Kedra Pinchas, over there goes the name of, over there it's like Pinchas Mishmei Derova. That the Yomer of Pinchas Mishmei Derova, the Klal is Kolhanoderos Adas Bailihinoderos. When a wife makes a Nedim Metchila, she only makes it like on a condition that the husband should be able to be Mefrit, should be Maskim. So therefore it's not called really one Asas and one is Mater. When she made the Nedim Metchila, it was only on this condition that the husband should be able to be Mefrit. Bakoporn, that's from Shimon ben Elazar's question back to Reb Lezer, that according to you that chutz, the get is good, but somebody else marries her, then she becomes mutter to the first one, where do we find that somebody asks and somebody else could make it mutter? Then we had before that Reb Lezer ben Azariah, that Nen Reb Lezer ben Azariah biyomar, Krisus, he asked another question against Reb Lezer. The Torah says, because of law for Krisus, you have to write a get, that's chorus, that ties you, cuts you off from her. Dover hakeres benor lebeno, that you have to be cut off from her now. Holomarata chains the krisis. Therefore, if you make a give a get to your wife chutz from somebody, so since she can't marry that one person, it's like she's still tied to you. That's not cool to get. That was Rebbe
Rabbi Lezer ben Azayas Tain against Rabbi Eliezer. This the Gemara says, Rabbonin, high treasis mayavdilei. What do Rabbonin do about this? Now, the Rabbonin that asked other questions against Rabbi Eliezer, but they did not ask this question. How did they learn Shan the Pasuk from Krisis? So Gemara says, Miboilu, they use the Pasuk for something else. Look at the Tanya, like we learned. If somebody gives a get to his wife and he says, "Hareis a git chamanashla tishta yain, amanashla tefla beis avichli yerlom, ain't the krisis." If I make a tenai with her that she cannot go to her father's house forever, or she can't drink any wine forever, that's not a good get, because she's not cut off from you. She's always bound to listen to that tenai. But let's say you only say shleishim yoim, just for 30 days, and hareis a krisis, the get is good. So that's what the other rabbanon do with this pasuk krisis. As when you give your wife a get and you mat her loilom, just chutz from one person, they hold that is called krisis. Because she's mutter to the rest of the world, that's called a good get. Only in this case, where she's still tied with tenoyim to the husband, here it's not called a good get. Viduch, what does Rebbe Eliezer ben Azariah do with this? Mikoras krisim. The pasuk could have said koras, and it says krisis. It's a double lush and learn out two things, nafka. Viduch, the rabbanim, they hold no. Koras krisis loidarshi. They don't make such a drasha. There's one pasuk of krisis. Only come to say when you make a tenai loilam. But our case of chutz, there the get is good. It would have been good for krisis alone. Therefore, they have to ask other questions. Omar Rav, Rav said like this: Hareze gitcha manashla tishte yain kol yemei chayai. Here's your get, but on the condition that you do not drink wine all my lifetime. That's what the husband says. So Lach Rezain's a krisis, that's no good, again, because she's tied to the husband Loilom, that's not called a good get. But Kol Yimei Chayi Ploini, Harei's a krisis. If the husband says, listen, I'm giving you a get for the Tanai, that you cannot drink wine, Kol Zuman, my friend Reuben is alive, then the get is good. Zumar says, why? That maybe that person, when he will die, then she will be allowed to drink wine. But since there will come a time that she'll be mutter, therefore the get is good. Even if the husband says you can't drink wine all his lifetime, the get should also be good though. Because Dilma Mayis, maybe he'll die first. Or Mekayim Lele Tanoi. And then after the husband dies, she's finished with that Tanai, then there's a period that she's free completely. So the get should be good. In other words, krisis means as long as they'll come out of time that she'll be tied off, she'll be cut off completely, then the get is good. It's only if the condition is, calls the man, she's alive. So if so, what's the difference in the life of somebody else or the life of the husband? Zemora says true. Elaim would rather say like this, the pshat is like this. Kol yimei chayechi ain't the krisis. If the husband says you can't drink wine, kol zaman you're alive, it's totally in the wife's life, that's not called krisis. Because kol zaman that she's living, she's not allowed to drink wine because of the first husband, that's not called krisis. But kol yimei chayi, if the husband says kol zaman he's alive, oy chayi plain, or else kol zaman my friend is alive, I raise a krisis, that's called a good get. Because I'll call upon him when he or the friend dies, then there's a time that she will be able to drink wine. She's cut off completely, therefore the get is good now. Most of like this. What happens if the husband wants to give a get like this and says, Hayoim iat ishti, ulamacharat ishti. I want to give you a get that should take place just for one day. Today, you're not my wife. But I'm making a condition that tomorrow you should be my wife again. Mao, is that called a good get or not? Gemara says, we'll soon see Tiboy the Rabbi Eliezer, Tiboy the Rabboni. You have to question according to both of them. Tiboy the Rabbi Eliezer, that Ad can lo come, Rabbi Eliezer, Osamel, Dulaman, the Koshori, Koshori, Lierlam. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says you could give a get to your wife, Chutz, and say excluding one person she can't get married to. But there it's good because everybody else, she's allowed to get married to Lierlam. For everybody else, she's Mutter Lierlam, that's called a good get. Abelhocheloi, but over here, that she's only mutter for one day, more not, maybe that's not called a get. Or dilmulation, or maybe no, it doesn't make a difference. For one day, the get is also chal. Or else, tiboy le rabbonin, I guess, musunsi. Tiboy le rabbonin, I guess the question according to rabbonin. Ad kam lo kam rabbonin, hosem el deloy poski mine le gamri. When do the rabbonin say the get is no good? Only because there's a chutz. For one person, she's not freed from the first husband, the get is no good. I will hold her keep on the poska. But over here, for at least for one day, he's freeing her completely. So maybe that should be called a good get. So Gemara says, yes, boss or the boy, after he asked this question, or the poshtani came out like this. The klal is mistar for the svar is,